This is Bruin News with Fernando Lira,
Mia Adams,
and Steve Cleespies.
Welcome back. This is our first show for 2017. Students at BHHS have returned from their two-week break. There was no school on January 3rd due to snow. Mia and Steve, what'd you guys do since school was canceled?
I just slept all day.
Well, I played in the snow all day. That was a freaking fantastic time.
Who'd you play with?
Oh, I was up at Pat Fulton's house. Whoa. He's unfortunately not here today, but
he played alone.
I'm filling in for him.
So before the holiday break, the very amazing Rotary Interact group helped take some letters from the K-School primary classes to Santa. And these students also helped deliver those letters that Santa wrote back to them. It was a very heartwarming start for this very cold season. So right here with us, we have our amazing assistant vice principal, Mr. Merritt. How was the attendance last week?
Mia, last week's attendance was actually pretty strong, despite the day off of school that everyone was so tragically upset about. And we had our Wednesday back, the first day back from school, was some of the highest attendance numbers we've seen in a while. So students were clearly ready to come back to school and excited to be here. And I know I spoke with a number of students and asked them how was the break. And I even had a few say, it was great, but it started to get kind of boring at the end. We wanted to come back to school, so they were excited.
That's awesome. So there's word going around the school right now about a bike petition. Could you give us some words about that?
Sure. There's some students at Brookings Harbor High School who've started a petition to build a bike park here in Brookings for students who want to ride their BMX bikes. And I think it's a terrific idea, and we are supporting them in that. And we already have a lot of signatures.
That's awesome. All right, thanks for those words, Mr. Merritt.
Thanks, Mia.
All right, the recent wrestling match last week was canceled and moved to tomorrow. It's an invitational tournament, so please come and support our wrestlers. It starts at 12 in the afternoon.
Yeah, baby!
Go Bruins! So, Fernando, what is happening in National Honor Society this week?
I'm glad you asked, Steve. National Honor Society is hosting their second annual Empty Bowls event, which will raise money for the Brookings Food Bank. It will happen this Thursday, January 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. in the high school cafeteria. Tickets are being sold by each National Honor Society member, as well as at the front office at the high school, in advance.
Wow, if it's happening this Thursday, we better hurry and buy those tickets then.
The prices will be $10 for a normal bowl, or $15 for a handcrafted ceramic bowl by BHHS students and local community members. You can also purchase your ticket at the door for just $15. Tickets include one choice of soup, bread, dessert, and beverage brought to you by Bakery by the Sea. I also want to give a big shout out to Mrs. Prizer and Mrs. Pruden, Brookings Harbor High School staff, for helping make soups and organizing this amazing event.
If anyone's worried about their soup, that just one bowl, fear not, for $3, only $3, you can go back and get another filling of the 16-ounce soup.
This Friday, the 13th, there is a home basketball game here at Brookings Harbor High School against the Marshfield Pirates.
Arrgh, mateys, it'd be bad luck for them.
The varsity girls play at 6 o'clock, and the boys play at 7:30. The theme of the game is pool party.
Woo! Let's not wear our swimsuits, though, because that's going to be pretty cold. All right, so January 26th is marking the end of the semester. That week is also finals week, so be ready and prepared. Report cards will also be sent out. Our grades will be final, so get those grades up.
How can students get their grades up?
Well, we have an after-school program on Tuesdays and Thursdays after school, which actually is made just to let students catch up on missed work and stuff. I'm so excited for next Monday, aren't you, Fernando?
No, because there's no school!
Oh, why?
To observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Nice! What else is going on that day?
It's also my birthday!
Happy birthday, Fernando!
Happy birthday!
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.